Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Our daily challenges are meant to help people who are living a busy commuting lifestyle learn what it means to follow Jesus. We have a daily and weekly rhythm. We go Monday through Friday looking at one topic. This week we're looking at what our foundations in life are. Tuesday we'll see where that comes from in the Bible. Wednesday we'll see how that changes us. Thursday we'll try to apply it to our lives. Friday, we'll take time to pray and reflect about the topic before a day of rest on Saturday. And Sunday's a day for community. And so we're starting a new Christian community in Ajax to help us learn to follow Jesus in a busy commuting lifestyle as one community together, rather than as a bunch of isolated individuals. I'd love to hear from you if you live in Durham Region and would like to know more about what we're starting. We're looking for a team who can help us get things started, especially with some public events that'll be launching this fall. Now, an amazing news story came out of China back in 2009. An entire 13-story building toppled right over. It looks like a beautiful building. What's striking is that the upper levels of the building look complete, they look finished, they look modern. It was actually ready to move in. There were hundreds of people who thought they were about to move into a beautiful new apartment just to see the whole thing fall over, lying sideways on the ground, where it never should have been. The contractors did all the visible parts of the building properly. It looked beautiful. What was wrong was the foundation underneath. It's so often invisible. When the building is going up, like the one behind me, you can see it, and you can see if it was done properly and if it's going to be able to hold up the rest of the building. Once the building's finished, you don't always see it. You can pay a lot of attention to the finishes inside the house, what kind of floors it has, what kind of countertops. But it's really important to have a good foundation underneath it all. One architectural site that I visited talked about how important the foundation is because it provides strength to everything that comes above, but it also keeps it all in line. The alignment of all the framing and everything that comes on top of that depends on a good plumb level foundation underneath. It's the same for the trades who are going to come later on. Their job is way easier if the foundation underneath is set up properly. If it's not, they have a terrible job to do of trying to make everything line up and be level and plumb. I once built a deck on my house, and I thought, based on the books I'd read, this was going to be a pretty easy project. But the books assumed everything was going to be at 90 degree angles to one another, and I quickly discovered that my house did not have a 90 degree corner where I was building the deck. It was much harder than I'd expected. If the foundation had been right, and then hence the building built right on the foundation, then it would have been easier for me to come along and add something later. The architect site that I visited summed it up well. The building's foundation is the most important thing for the rest of the building going up properly. It's true in architecture, but it's also true in life. We need a good foundation to build our lives upon, and that's what we're going to explore this week. But first, I've got a question for you to consider, and we always encourage you not to do this alone, but to share it with somebody else in your life. Discuss this question together. What's the most important thing in life? Did you choose it? And why did you choose that? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we look at this in more depth.